Listen to one of this year's top true crime podcasts. Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast is out now on all podcast platforms.
Is WTOP News.
Everything you need, every time you listen.
This hour of news is sponsored by Lido Pizza.
Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good morning, I'm Rich Hunter.
Two women facing charges after a relative found dead in their home. I'm Ralph Fox.
It's 7 a.m.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The U.S. is warning China after another close encounter, this time in Taiwan, where a Chinese Navy ship sailed near an American destroyer. CBS's Adriana Diaz has reaction.
News of the incident coming the same day U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in Singapore issued this warning to Beijing.
We will not flinch in the face of bullying or coercion.
China sees the U.S. military presence in the South China Sea and Taiwan Strait as a violation of its sovereignty.
About 300 people are dead and more than 900 injured as crews work to clear debris from a massive train derailment in India. Sudhanshu Sarangi was in charge of rescue operations.
We lost hope of finding more survivors. So that is how bad it is.
It's the country's deadliest train crash in decades. Experts believe a faulty signal caused it. Court proceedings start this week involving a group of Australian women who were reportedly assaulted at an airport in Qatar. Reporter Scott Maiman.
It was late 2020 when a newborn baby was found in the public toilet of Doha Airport. Seven Australian women say they were assaulted, falsely imprisoned, strip searched and had internal exams by security at the airport before being allowed to board their plane. Proceedings in the federal court against the airline, airport and security begin later this week.
Here at home, former President Trump's taking more heat over classified documents he kept after leaving the White House.
CBS News has learned Trump's attorneys have told the Justice Department they're unable to locate a classified document related to Iran that was discussed during a recorded meeting.
That's CBS's Wendy Gillette reporting. Starbucks workers are striking this weekend in New York City. They're protesting the company's union-busting efforts and demanding a contract negotiation. More than 250 Starbucks stores have unionized since the first store organized in Buffalo in 2021. A school district in Utah has just banned the Bible. Here's CBS's Allison Keyes.
A Utah school district has banned it in middle and elementary schools, saying it isn't age appropriate due to vulgarity or violence. A parent noted that the Bible contains instances of incest, prostitution, and rape. Similar rules in Missouri and Texas last year were later reversed.
Target's still under fire for pulling Pride merch. CBS's Elise Preston.
Target pulled some of its Pride merchandise, including items by designer Eric Cornell, citing security concerns.
The second it gets hard, if you're going to jump ship, that's a very dangerous thing to tell people.
This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
7:04 on June the 4th, 60 degrees. The temperature's climbing up to the low 80s today. Good morning. I'm Dan Ronan. The top local stories we're following this morning here on WTOP. A welfare check in Landover leads to the arrest of a mother and a daughter.
A 911 call Friday led police to a home on Hill Road just off Central Avenue, where 44-year-old Candace Craig let them in. After a brief search, they found the body of Craig's mother, 71-year-old Margaret Craig, dead in the basement. Police believe Craig killed her mother back on May 23rd and then had her daughter, 19-year-old Celia Hardy, help dispose of the remains. A motive has not been determined. Both women are being held at the Department of Corrections. Ralph Fox, WTOP News.
The lawyer for the so-called shopping cart killer, the suspect Anthony Eugene Robinson, has asked a judge to delay an August trial because he has yet to receive a mental health evaluation to determine whether Robinson was insane when he allegedly killed two women in the Harrisonburg, Virginia area back in 2021. As first reported by WTOP, the defense attorney Lawrence Lewis Nagy is weighing an insanity defense and could argue his client was not guilty by reason of insanity in the deaths of 54-year-old Beth Redmond of Harrisonburg and 39-year-old Tenuta Smith of Charlottesville. In September of 2022, Robinson was indicted on two counts of first-degree murder in the deaths of Redmond and Smith and two counts of hiding their bodies. He was later indicted on a charge of aggravated murder of more than one person in 3 years. It's a Class 1 felony, the most serious under the state of Virginia law. The alleged mistreatment of animals by an animal rescue organization in Loudoun County is leading to more than a dozen criminal charges.
The former operators of the Luck of the Irish Animal Rescue in Round Hill are facing charges after an animal cruelty investigation found more than 100 animals living in filthy, unhealthy conditions. Investigators say that at the home of 51-year-old Kimberly Hall and 22-year-old Alex Hall, who ran the operation along with 50-year-old Nicole Metz, the floors were covered with feces and urine, with most of the animals confined in stacked crates. Most needed veterinary care. Text messages reportedly revealed that Metz and Hall brought some of the pets from out of state, including diseased cats and dogs that had attacked other dogs, claiming they'd been found as strays. Sandy Kozel, WTOP News.
The warm weather can sneak up on us fast, sometimes a little bit too fast for the safety of our friends, the pets. This week, vets are sending out a friendly warning.
Michelle Riley has two 11-year-old pugs, Oscar and Ollie. She knows the rules for pet summer safety.
Checking out for the hot asphalt, that's one thing that a lot of people forget.
Something else, summer brings mosquitoes, fleas, and ticks, which can carry dangerous heartworms.
Summer is absolutely the time of year when you want to make sure that your dogs are prevented against those types of things.
Her pet's vet, Dr. Peter Eag at the Poolsville Veterinary Clinic, agrees. One of his biggest no-nos, leaving your pets inside vehicles, even if the windows are down.
1 minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, no way. 85 degree temperature outside, it's 120 degrees inside the car within 10 minutes.
Gigi Barnett, WTOP News.
Quite a sight near RFK Stadium yesterday. Students from across the area were racing electric vehicles there.
It's not Formula One, but the atmosphere was electric.
You don't hear the noise of the cars, but you hear the noise of the parents and the students cheering on their team.
Will Ellis with event sponsor Pepco says each student team built their cars from the ground up.
We get students who want to be in the field of STEM, hands-on experience of what it's like to build an EV.
Students like standout Jovan Beezer-Dwyer.
We made sure that while racing, we were getting data, knowing exactly how much you used, how many laps you want each time.
Beezer-Dwyer has aspirations to be an aerospace engineer one day and says events like this are great prep.
You gotta make sure that you're focusing on what matters, and you gotta look for the little things that you don't even think matter.
In the district, Matt Koufax, WTOP News.
For the WTOP Mystery Newsmaker Contest, listen today during the 8 a.m. hour. We'll play the voice of someone you heard in the news this week here on WTOP. Then be the first caller, 855-885-1035, to correctly identify the mystery newsmaker. Win a pair of tickets to Broadway in the Park June 16th, 8 p.m. at Wolf Trap. You can join the stars there for a night of stellar show tunes and memorable performances. Go to WTOP.com, search contest for more information. Coming up after traffic and weather, changing the way auctions are done when it comes to collectible items. We'll have the story coming up. WTOP News Time. It's 7:08.
Get a Precision AC tune-up for only $59.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather always on the 8s. Let's welcome in Monique Blather in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thanks, Dan. It's a good start to your morning commute, minus a few hiccups, starting on the Capitol Beltway in Maryland. The outer loop at College Park Route 1, we still have the longstanding crash cleanup blocking the two right lanes. That was an overnight vehicle fire. And again, heavy response is on the scene, clearing what's left of it. Traffic is getting by with delays by staying to the left. Beyond that, Beltway looking pretty good in Maryland between Bethesda and Oxon Hill. No major mishaps to report along I-95 or the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, either to or from the Capitol Beltway. Now, if you're traveling to or from the Eastern Shore, it's smooth sailing along Route 50 from Annapolis to the Bay Bridge. At this time, well, we did have two-way traffic getting you across the eastbound span. However, westbound lanes are completely open, giving you three lanes traveling west
and two lanes traveling east. Now, heading over into the district, we had word of a new crash westbound on the freeway near the 11th Street Bridge. Now, that was reportedly a vehicle fire. Still waiting for the update there, but you'll want to be mindful as you make your way through the area. Along DC 295, travel lanes looking pretty good. No trouble along I-295, either to or from the Beltway. In Virginia, looking pretty good along the Beltway between Alexandria and Tysons. Now, heading over to Springfield in the Mixing Bowl, northbound 95 at I-395, we do have crash activity blocking the left lane with caution as you make your way through the area. This report is brought to you by Mervis Diamond Importers. Mervis means diamonds. For the best quality and value, no one beats Mervis Diamonds. Visit MervisDiamond.com. I'm Monique Blyther, WTOP Traffic.
2-7 News First Alert, meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Highs today around 76, lows tonight back down to 56 degrees. That means the suburbs down to the 40s once we start tomorrow morning. Now, with the drier air sticking around throughout the week, that means not much in the way of rain chances. Possibly a slight chance Tuesday night, but like yesterday, most of us won't see the rain. Highs tomorrow at 81. Highs on Tuesday, 85. Wednesday, it's 82 degrees. We'll just put average temperatures on repeat throughout the work week with plenty of sunshine. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans with First Alert Weather.
61 right now at Reagan National along the Potomac River. 60 at BWI Marshall. It is 61 degrees at Dulles. Weather brought to you by Long Fence. Save 20% on Long Fence decks, pavers, and fences. Go to longfence.com today to schedule your free in-home estimate. Money news on WTOP, 10 and 40 after the hour. Here's Andrew Day from Bloomberg.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. When you think of high-end auction houses, you may think of this.
$400,000 is bid, $450,000.
And while that still happens, a lot more bidding for collectibles is now done online.
90% of all of the bids that we took across our auctions last year were either online or on our app.
Sotheby's CEO Charles Stewart says that's versus 40% of bids made online or an app in 2019. The pandemic accelerated the trend, but it's showing no signs of fading because of young people.
No surprise that younger people are more comfortable bidding online and on their app.
Stewart tells Bloomberg that although they're not even out of their 20s, Gen Zers already are transforming how auctions are done and what items are offered.
I think Gen Z is interested in things that are unique.
That includes more stuff related to pop culture than ever before, such as memorabilia from music, movies, and
sports collectibles, game-worn sports collectibles.
Ensuring that in some form at least
$1 million. Thank you,
the bidders
sir.
Will keep on bidding. From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Andrew O'Day on WTOP.
Coming up on WTOP, a major U.S. city enacts growth restrictions because of expected water shortages. We'll talk with an expert about it. WTOP News Time is 7:12.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-893-4133. That's 800-893-4133. 800-893-4133.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
713.
Man, this is a nice truck.
Yeah, check this out.
What?
I changed it to remind me of my time at sea.
Weren't you in the Air Force?
Yeah, but I really love the ocean.
You could save and get $200 with Navy Federal Credit Union when you refinance your auto loans from another lender, leaving you with extra to spend on other things. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Credit and collateral subject to approval. Refinance loans must be at least $5,000 to be eligible for the $200. Terms and conditions apply. Learn more at NavyFederal.org.
Your car donation to Vehicles for Change is worth way more than just a tax deduction. Vehicles for Change repairs and provides cars to worthy families so they may gain and maintain a job. Most of our recipients are single mothers with small children. It is virtually impossible for them to navigate life without a car. In addition, we train individuals returning from prison to be auto mechanics. If you have a car to donate, please donate to Vehicles for Change at vehiclesforchange.org. Your car will be transformational for a local family.
7:14 coming up.
Nats bats go chilly in a loss to the Phillies. I'm Frank Hanrahan.
What is your healing power? Helping veterans with PTSD, traumatic brain injuries, depression, anxiety, or loneliness? Is your healing power a simple, heartfelt letter or being a volunteer? At HealVets.org, you can find out more about the healing power of pen pals, volunteers, and therapy kits. Help Heal Veterans has been helping veterans heal. What is your healing power? Find out at HealVets.org, sponsored by Help Heal Veterans.
This is WTOP News.
7:15 on a Sunday morning. I'm Dan Ronan. Thanks for being with us. The decades-long explosive growth in Arizona and the drought is causing officials this past week to announce they will no longer grant certifications for new developments within the Phoenix area because the groundwater is rapidly disappearing amid years of water overuse and climate change. Joining us to discuss the issue and what's being done about it is Kieran O'Leary. He is the Director of Analysis for Emergent Risk International. Kieran, the economy in Arizona has been booming for years, but what does this mean for economic development going forward?
Good morning, Dan. Look, the Colorado River system, which underpins the whole water system in the West, has been well overused for decades. And for a long time, planning hasn't taken account of that new reality. So in many ways, the Arizona decisions are good news stories. The regulators are starting to make the hard decisions to balance development in the West against the actual resources available. But it's not going to be confined to just residential planning. Businesses are already having to improve their water efficiency or even get to water neutrality to get water approval. And some high-use water industries, like data centers, companies are going to have to start putting their facilities in places with better water supply or even taking existing facilities out of the West and putting it to places where governments aren't reducing water allocations.
I was just in Phoenix the other day, and there was a lot of talk about how they're coming up with some new ideas, some new regulations to take care of this groundwater situation. What can you tell us about that?
Look, a couple of weeks ago, the states of the Colorado River system did agree to cut about 3 million acre feet of usage per year until 2026. And while that sounds like a win, it really only works because of the wet and snowy winter the West just had. Long term, the plans that Arizona and California and other states have got so far to cut that amount of water won't be enough to refill reservoirs and return water to farmers and cities that are losing out on the deal. So like the debt ceiling, we're probably going to have to go through this whole negotiation process again in a couple of years, but the states are going to need to make even deeper cuts then.
Kieran O'Leary, he is the Director of Analysis for Emergent Risk International. It's a story we're going to continue to keep following here on WTOP. 7:17 on a Sunday morning, a quick look at the top stories we're working on. The Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is criticizing China this morning for conducting what he says was a dangerous aerial intercept over the South China Sea. He's warning that Washington would not be deterred in what they say is threatening behavior in the Indo-Pacific region. A Chinese fighter recently flew in what the U.S. says was an unnecessarily aggressive manner near an American missile destroyer. Talks resume tomorrow in Washington between the package giant UPS and the Teamsters Union over a five-year contract. At stake could be the delivery of your packages later this summer. The union says if they don't have a contract, they could go out on strike. Traffic and weather together on the 8s. Let's check in with Monique in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Heading into the district, Tyrone updates the reported crash westbound on the freeway near the 11th Street Bridge. That is indeed a false alarm. No crash in sight. All lanes are open and running at speed. DC 295 running well. Same goes for I-295, both to and from the Beltway. Now, fast forward to an active crash scene on the outer loop of the Beltway at Route 1. Longstanding vehicle fire still underway. We do have heavy response on the scene there, clearing those travel lanes. Traffic is getting by slowly by staying
to the left. Again, delays are beginning to build, but again, staying to the left will get you by with minimal delays. Now, heading into Virginia, in Springfield, northbound 95, the ramp heading toward I-395, still have crash cleanup there blocking the left lane, and expect brief delays as you make your way to and beyond the crash activity. I'm Monique Blyther, WTOP Traffic.
Thanks, Monique. Now let's check in with 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Highs today around 76. That's back below the average with the north wind, low humidity, and clouds this morning will clear into sunshine for the afternoon. Looking very nice end to the weekend. That means lows tonight down to 56. That's in the district, so that means the suburbs were down into the upper 40s. So chilly to start your Monday morning. We'll want the jacket on for sure. 81 for the afternoon high tomorrow, 60 by tomorrow night, and then 85 for Tuesday afternoon. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans with First Alert Weather.
60 right now at Fort Belvoir. It's 61 in Foggy Bottom, 61 degrees at Silver Spring. The weather brought to you by Len the Plumber. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week. Coming up on WTOP, a top diversity official at VMI resigns. Some people are asking why. We'll have the story coming up. It's now 7:20 on WTOP.
Life is full of stressful situations. Going to the dentist shouldn't be one of them. At Nova Dental Anesthesia, they take the stress out of your visit to the dentist. Nova Dental Anesthesia offers a full range of dental services, and regardless of the reason you walk in their door, they are committed to giving you the best service available, along with a comforting and pain-free experience. Uncooperative children, patients with dental phobia, adults and children with special needs, complicated dental treatment, or medical conditions. Nova Dental Anesthesia is here to help and take away the fear and anxiety of going to the dentist. It's what they do. Nova Dental Anesthesia offers sedation services performed by their own in-house anesthesiologist, allowing you to relax while getting dental treatment done. Schedule an appointment today at novasedation.com or call 571-83-RELAX. That's 571-83-RELAX. Again, that's 571-83-RELAX.
Every 20 minutes, a child is diagnosed with a critical illness. Kids like me, I'm Noah and I'm 60 years old. I was diagnosed with leukemia last year. Make-A-Wish, Red Atlantic, Grantee and I rush for a kids' pop concert at my school. You can give wishes and change lives. Give today at dcwishes.org. dcwishes.org.
Hey there, it's Luke Garrett from WTOP's DMV Download Podcast, where we get up close and personal to the biggest ideas and names facing our region. On the latest episode, we cover the ongoing battle over concealed carry permits in Maryland, why the number of people approved to carry guns in public has more than tripled in the last year, and how you can keep your family safe from the growing threat of gun violence. Hear it all on the latest episode of WTOP's DMV Download Podcast. We'll see you there.
This is WTOP News.
7:22. 2 years ago, an independent report raised concerns about institutional racism and sexism at Virginia Military Institute. The school hired Jamika Love a month later as the chief diversity officer to address the issue. Now we've learned that as of last week, she has resigned that post. Her hire was considered part of recent efforts towards diversity, equity, and inclusion at the school, but conservative alumni have criticized the school's position. She was the only black woman to report to VMI's superintendent, Cedric Wims, who is also the first African-American in that position. Summer is quickly approaching, meaning tons of fun events around the town. We're helping you mark your calendars with the WTOP June Entertainment Guide.
I'm in love with the shape of you.
Get ready for Ed Sheeran at FedEx Field. John Legend hits Wolf Trap. TLC comes to Jiffy Lube Live. Paramore rocks Capital One Arena. The Kennedy Center stages The Lion King. National Theater presents Hadestown. Darius Rucker hits the anthem and the Atlantis. Natalie Merchant plays the Kennedy Center. And Indiana Jones 5 hits movie theaters. See the full guide on WTOP.com. Jason Fraley, WTOP News.
It seems that New York's fledgling marijuana market does not have enough licensed retailers to sell the 300,000 pounds of cannabis grown by farmers in the state. Farmers can only legally sell their product in a dozen licensed dispensaries statewide, and they're feeling the financial pinch as a growing season gets underway. Pot business in the West have struggled with black market competition and high taxes, but in New York, the farmers' plight is part of the bumpy launch of the state's recreational pot market. State leaders have always planned to gear up the market in stages, but the dispensaries have debuted at a slower pace than what many said they expected. WTOP News Time now is 7:24.
Sports at 25 and 55. Powered by Red River. Technology decisions aren't black and white. Think red.
A late baseball game last night, the University of Maryland ended up dropping their game down in North Carolina. The final score 21-6 to Wake Forest. Frank Hanrahan has all the other sports details right now.
It was a good night for D.C. United visiting Inter Miami. Got goals from Pines and Benteke. D.C. 2-1 victory at Inter Miami. NWSL, Washington Spirit got a goal from Trinity Rodman. Spirit and Racing Louisville end in a 1-1 draw at Audi Field. WNBA, Mystics, tough loss to previously winless Minnesota, 80-78. Mystics now 3-3 on this young season. Nationals, they cannot get by the Phillies. They lose 4-2. Philadelphia snaps a 5-game losing skid. Rubber match of the series on Sunday afternoon back at Nationals Park. Now, tough news for the Nats on Saturday. Washington Post reporting that the team has completely shut down former World Series MVP pitcher Steven Strasburg as they reportedly fear his nerve damage could keep him from pitching ever again. Strasburg has not appeared in a game in almost a year, signed a huge 7-year, $245 million contract after winning the World Series MVP in 2019. French Open, Francis Tiafoe falls in four sets to Alexander Zverev. Coco Gauff advances on the women's side, 3-set win into the round of 16. I'm Frank Hanrahan, WTOP Sports.
Coming up on WTOP after traffic and weather, we'll check the top stories and get the latest on the rising tensions between the United States and China. And we'll get an update also on that Indian train wreck that has killed nearly 300 people. WTOP News Time, 7:26.
Boundary-breaking sitar superstar Anushka Shankar joins the National Symphony Orchestra for an evening of genre-defying music. June 14th at the Kennedy Center, she performs her dazzling arrangements with the NSO, including selections from her Grammy-nominated album Between Us. A leading figure in world music, Shankar has reinvented sitar for a new generation, exploring styles from classical to contemporary and acoustic to electronic. One night only. Tickets at nationalsymphony.org.
1800?
No, 180.
Lebanon?